I'm joined by client liaison managers Jessica Kemp and Paul Roach from the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, which is here on Hubert Road in Brentwood. They're the winners of the CQC Awards, and they've actually got six finalists at the moment for the Great British Care Awards, haven't
they? Yes, that's right. Well, actually, we've got an update on that for you because our general manager has got the General Manager's Award, so we're going off down there to see them for the award ceremony on the 31st of March.
Oh, well done. Yeah, well
so,
done.
Yeah. So we're all very excited about that.
And what's their name?
It's Penny Hammond.
Well done, Penny. There we go. Now, just if people don't know about the Beaches, just give a quick overview on what the Beaches, what do you do there?
Well, we're a care and nursing home, so we've got an assisted living community. We've got 24-hour nursing care. We've got a specialist dementia suite, and basically all of the residents have their own individual apartment with their own kitchenette and ensuite wet room. So there's all different size of apartments available, so you can come and choose which one you want to move into, and then we sort of bring the care to you, if you will. We've got something quite special and quite unique in the Beaches, so so much to do. We've got two restaurants, and we've got a nice sort of coffee area as well, for all the residents and people coming in to visit. So it really doesn't feel like care home. Has a bit more of a hotel feel to it, but only obviously we are a care home.
And how have you been enjoying yourself, Paul? Because when I first met you 3 months ago, you just literally started.
Yeah,
in the role.
Literally, I was 2 days into the job and thrown into the deep end by coming into Phoenix. Yes. And the time has just flown by. As Jessica said, it's a fantastic environment. We really have got the wow factor, which we're not bigging it up for any other reason apart from the fact that we're very proud of what we've got. And as you say, it is totally different to what could be classed as a traditional care home. And again, people carry on living the life they want to live.
And also, I remember Robin saying, and I think you've said in the past, Jessica, when people actually come in when they've been living in their own places and they are that little bit kind of, oh, I'm not too sure if it's for me, you probably would say it's about 99% of the people actually come there within a couple of weeks. They wish they'd have come there probably earlier.
Definitely. Yeah, often it's peace of mind. Quite often, I mean, you know, the majority of our residents are very mobile. Mm. As we all get older, we're going to be prone to falls, but a lot of them don't actually experience that anymore. So that fear, again, is something that is sort of in their heads, but when they actually come in. But like you say, if anything does happen, 24 hours a day, you know, we've got staff on site, on call, ready to assist them.
And you've got a cinema room. With those posh chairs.
Yes. It's very popular, the cinema, isn't it?
Yeah, very
we
much
have,
so.
We show
yeah.
films three times a day now.
Yeah.
There's always debates going on over what film that we should have on and everything like that. It's brilliant.
Again, it's to try to make it as normal, for want of a better word, as possible, that they carry on living their life as they want to. So same again, you know, obviously for the people of Brentwood, not got a cinema at the moment. Mm. And we're not saying that we want everybody to come in, but, you know, people are more than welcome. And again, sort of for visiting grandchildren, for example, as much as they love Nan or Grandad, it does get a trifle boring for them. So again, they can pop off to the cinema and, you know, sort of have that distraction while the family are doing sort of whatever they need to do with mum or dad. So, but yeah, it's a very popular feature.
What's the age group?
Our youngest resident, I think, is 59, and our oldest is 101. So, you know, we have a real mixture, mixture of ages. I would say sort of average is probably 80s, probably the same as anywhere. But we really do have a real nice mix, and it really makes for quite a nice environment, doesn't it, Paul?
Definitely.
Now, with regards to actually moving to the Beaches, you do have at the moment some apartments available, which are they on the ground floor?
On our ground floor with basically a little patio garden outside, so basically having a bit of outside space. So if your garden has been one of your most important things, as it is to many, then when you're coming, you're not having to give that up because you have got a bit of outside space there as well. And we've literally just got our last few apartments available now, so it's been pretty busy.
you could move somewhere when you're like 65 and go as a couple. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until there's just one of you left. You can go and have a nice life together.
We have lots of couples, and what we tend to find is if it's one that needs a bit more care than the other one, it's sort of getting the support for the person who doesn't need as much care, but they can sort of get a bit of their life back and the social side. And also the person that needs the care, we can deliver the amount of care or the nursing care that they need as well. So they can sort of still maintain their life as a couple, but both getting what they need individually as well. We've got a specialist dementia suite in the Beaches as well, which is absolutely brilliant, which again, when somebody gets down that part of their journey of dementia, it's a great environment for them to be in, you know, with so much going on and so many activities, and it's all specially developed to for the residents. But again, it's quite nice for couples, because we have some couples who live and, you know, maybe one may be in our specialist dementia suite and one is in assisted living, and they can spend as much time together as they choose to. Their families all have peace of mind that both of their well-being is looked after as well. Got lots of different activities going on. Very popular is lots of the trips out and the shopping trips, and go down to have pie and mash and go down to the seaside and all the different things, which again is really nice. But again, the residents sort of choose that and suggest these things to the activity team, and then they do a great job at adhering to everybody's needs.
We've actually got two of our own minibuses. It's the same again, distance isn't a problem because our own staff can obviously take people, sort of, as Jess says, they decide sort of what activities they want, what trips out they want, but having the minibuses there is obviously a great advantage for us.
Now, you do obviously have open days, but you know, if people want to come, and we'll talk about Valentine's Day in a second. Sounds like I'm getting a date or something. we'll talk about Valentine's Day off air. No, I'm kidding. If people want to come and visit, you do have open days, but also people can just ring up and they can
absolutely, you know, can call up and speak to myself or Paul, and we can arrange a time, we can have a coffee and give you a tour of our lovely home and sort of see what information you need from us, and we'll do our very best to help you. And you know, at any time people can also drop in and see us, and they often do, which is okay as well.
Yep, lovely. Now, Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Have you both got everything organised for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Now, what is happening? I keep saying that because I'm hoping somebody's going to send me some flowers. Keep your fingers crossed. So what's happening down on the Beaches on Valentine's Day?
So we've got a heart-themed party on Tuesday afternoon. So we've got an entertainer in, and we've got snacks and refreshments as well. So that's sort of our next sort of open afternoon, I suppose. So if anybody does want to pop along and see us, they just need to give us a call and we'll make sure we're available to sort of show them around and see us in action and sort of see what it is like on a normal day at the Beaches.
Job satisfaction is genuinely the residents and also our potential residents. Sort of meeting people at a time, quite often they're in crisis. That's the time that most people think about moving into care. And the real job satisfaction is knowing that in a small way that you're actually assisting them. Again, they often come in, families are fraught. You know, they're worried about this. They feel guilty about sort of even talking about putting a loved one into care. And it's that helping them along that journey in the small way that we can actually offer. As people move in and you see them, they you know, they do genuinely grow. Mm. You know, they're back. And quite often we've had the comments from families saying, you know, yeah, mum's back to her old self, dad's back to his old self. So it really is, like, from that point of view, that the human side of things is actually genuinely feeling. As I say, it is a small wave or small part of it from our point of view, but it is, you know, helping somebody along that journey.
The residents' meals, oh my goodness, some of what they have, you know, the meals, it's sort of, because it is all prepared by chefs, it is just incredible. At the weekend, they sort of had a lamb, some sort of lamb meal, and it looked absolutely amazing. The smell just sort of makes you hungry for the rest of the day.
I'm glad I'm not there. They'd have to roll me out the doors. She's in the restaurant again. Get in the office. If you want to find out more about the Beaches, you can go and have a look at the website, which is?
It is signaturecarehomes.co.uk, and then you just click on our community, which is the Beaches Brentwood.
Both are coming in, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, see you soon.
No problem.
Lovely. Thanks for having us.
Just come out to 11:12 here.